Budget woes are prompting California counties to cut services to undocumented immigrants. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Mina Kim. Contra Costa County is the second county to cut services to illegal immigrants this year. Sacramento was the first. The plan, taking effect in July, will screen out undocumented adults from non-emergency services. Only children and pregnant women will be eligible for primary care. William Walker is Contra Costa County's health director. He says it pains him to take this step, but like many counties, Contra Costa is facing an unprecedented budget shortfall.
So every county government is making decisions they never dreamed of making, including our own.
The decision cuts services to about 5,500 undocumented immigrants the county serves annually. It will save an estimated $6 million. Contra Costa County must slash $56 million from its 2009-2010 budget. That's on top of $90 million in cuts that were already made this year. Neil Jayasakara, an emergency room physician at Contra Costa County Regional Medical Center, says the move doesn't make sense. Jayasakara says denying access to primary care means more people coming to emergency rooms with life-threatening conditions that are costly to treat.
So an example, like somebody who has high blood pressure, if their blood pressure is not controlled, they can come into the emergency department with a very high blood pressure and complications like strokes or heart attacks or kidney failure. And so then we have to hospitalize them, and they can be in the ICU for a long period of time or in the hospital for a long period of time and be a huge financial burden to our healthcare system.
Jayasakara says his emergency room is already seeing a spike in visits as more people lose their jobs and their insurance.
You know, we used to, on a busy day, we'd see about 125 patients, and now on a regular basis, we're seeing over 200 people a day.
Immigrant advocates say immigration screens can also keep citizens and legal residents from accessing preventative care. Sonal Ambegaokar, a health policy attorney for the National Immigration Law Center, says studies show low-income residents often lack the necessary documents to prove their status or find getting a passport cost prohibitive. Others, she says, will stay away from fear of deportation or other repercussions.
Many immigrant families have what we call mixed status. So a parent may be undocumented, but a child is a citizen. If you impose an immigration screen, the chilling effect that that has on the parent also will prevent the citizen child from getting services.
Community clinics will provide preventative services, no questions asked. But like emergency rooms, they're coping with staggering increases in demand. Carmela Castellano-Garcia is president and CEO of California Primary Care Association, which represents more than 600 nonprofit clinics statewide. Castellano-Garcia says donations are already down from the weak economy, and with cuts to Medi-Cal benefits on the way, like dental and optometry benefits, clinics are bracing for worse times ahead.
Clinics are having to look at hiring freezes. They are having to look at even staff layoffs just to deal with their current economic situation when these cuts haven't even gone into effect.
Castellano-Garcia says the infusion of dollars from the federal stimulus offer clinics some relief, but cuts at the state level will likely offset those gains and make reductions in services unavoidable. Back in Contra Costa County, William Walker says, unlike Sacramento, which shut county clinic doors, Contra Costa is working to ease the burden on nonprofit clinics.
For people who are coming to our system, either needing follow-up from the emergency room for non-emergent care or needing access to a primary care appointment, there will be a direct referral to the community clinics with payment accompanying that referral.
Walker says this model will cost less and ultimately free up capacity at county health centers. He's urging private hospitals and businesses to help finance this plan, as well as other models for providing care to the uninsured. Chevron has pledged $1 million toward the effort. Walker is hoping the federal government will provide much of the rest.
I hope this is an interim move and the ultimate solution to the health care crisis, the health care meltdown, as I would describe it in our country, is the lack of a federal health reform initiative. And that's what we continue to hear President Obama encouraging. And it's my hope that Congress and the administration keep this on the front burner and that we actually get something done this year, which is what's being promised.
Walker, who provided health services to farm workers early in his career, says he's been dismayed by some who applauded the decision to cut services to the undocumented. An LA Times Bloomberg survey taken little more than a year ago reportedly found one in three Americans wanted to deny services to undocumented immigrants. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Mina Kim. Thanks for listening.